first for the Bucks.
Zeke Elliott bumped the ball.
Jalen Smith.
That is a play to remember.
Oh, what a tackle by Jalen Smith.
Welcome back to the Frisco Report, guys. I'm Mike. I got Joe on the other side. Joe, how has your week been since last time we talked?
It's been a busy week. You know, it's only a Tuesday. Obviously, we're always back here with you guys on Tuesday. So if you guys are looking forward to this show, we got a really good one here for you guys.
Yes, really good one. And these are the topics today. Top five Dallas Cowboy free agents. Top three worst Dallas Cowboy free agent signings. Dallas Cowboys get a fifth round compensatory pick. I probably chopped that one up. Dallas Cowboys play in the Hall of Fame game, and we're going to do a mock draft for you guys on Fan Speaks today. So, you ready, Joe? You ready to get into this thing?
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Well, let's get into the Hall of Fame game. Let's get into the Hall of Fame game, man. You know, it was announced today, Cowboys, Steelers, Hall of Fame game. You know, Coach Cowher is getting inducted in the Hall of Fame. The legendary coach, Jimmy Johnson, for the Dallas Cowboys is going into the Hall of Fame. So this just makes sense, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is I kind of thought about this whenever Cowher and Coach Johnson were inducted, you know, on TV. It was great. You know, I like Cowher, but, you know, we were talking offline. I was like, dude, the next post game or whatever, it better be Jimmy Johnson. And thankfully it was.
Yeah, I'm happy for Jimmy Johnson, and you know, Cowboys get to be there to you know, get the speech and playing in the game. Five preseason games, Joe, it looks like. So does that help Mike McCarthy trying to figure out this team even better? Because five preseason games, that does help, right?
Yeah, no doubt. And any team that gets a new head coach, you get a jump start. So you get a jump start on, you know, your workouts, your training camp. All you just get a jump start. It's something that the NFL gives your new coaches. Okay, so that plus the preseason game, the extra one to do some evaluations. You know, they're already talking about cutting down preseason games and things like that for the new CBA. So this will be to be determined, I think. You know, I think we're thinking it's going to be five, because usually in years past, if you did play the Hall of Fame game, you did have five preseason games. So we'll see how it looks here next couple of days.
Yeah, super excited. So our football starts just a little bit early. We get to see cowboy helmets, cowboy pads, and jerseys on a football field a week earlier than the other 30 teams, because Steelers fans get to experience that stuff too. So that's exciting. I'm excited. Early football.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe, I asked you, and you know, I said, let's do some homework. Let's pick our five best free agent signings, and let's pick our three worst free agent signings in Cowboys history, right? So how do you want to do this, Joe? Do you want me to start with the five all the way up to one, and then we bounce off each other, like your five, my five. How you want to do it, Joe?
Yeah. Give your five best, and then I'll give you my five best, and then we'll go into the dark side of this thing, the bottom three.
All right, I'm gonna go in order. So this is number five, working all the way to one. Jay Novacek, tight end, and shocker, when I was doing my homework of making my list here, I never even knew Jay Novacek was a free agent. So I'm glad I did this, because he made my top five best signings, right? Nate Newton, offensive guard. You know, you can't go wrong with picking Nate Newton as a free agent signing. The guy was just a beast. The Great Wall of Dallas, he was a part of that, right? And then we get into the early part of Tony Romo's career, Bill Parcells' era, Leonard Davis. I loved Leonard Davis. He went to high school right up the road from me down in Texas. He's my number three. My number two, Joe, people might get mad at me or might have some differences here. Terrell Owens, number two overall best signing for the Dallas Cowboys as a free agent. And number one, Joe, you got to go with the play, the the prime time, Deion Sanders.
Yeah, Deion Sanders. Definitely. Deion Sanders is on there. Prime time, Neon Deion. You know, that was one of those, you know, with Barry Switzer, where you needed that other player to get you over. You know, I think if we would have had Coach Johnson, I don't even think that would have been a consideration. I don't think that would have been somebody that we would have needed. You know, I think Johnson would have continued with the draft, would have done something. But with Barry Switzer and that team, you know, you got beat in that San Francisco game. So the following year, you get the guy that kind of beat you and kind of got away with some pass interference on Irvin, if we're being real. But, he did help. He was instrumental in getting us that third Super Bowl, you know, in all those years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Joe, let's hear your top five.
Mine aren't in any kind of order. These are just guys that I think that have helped, you know, the Cowboys over the years. Some more recent ones as well. I have Leroy Glover, 2002 free agent, coming out of New Orleans. Defensive tackle. Very, very good defensive tackle. Your traditional three tech in the 4-3. You know, he lasted here until Parcells came in here and we moved over to 3-4. He didn't really fit, but he was a Pro Bowler like every season and a monster, you know, just a handful. T.O. is also on my list as well, Terrell Owens. I remember whenever, you know, we were in the off season, it was very exciting, you know. You knew the player that was very volatile and that kind of thing, but you couldn't deny the playmaking ability, you know. And we've talked about, you know, your teams need playmakers. You need, you know, guys that really can take the top off the, you know, off the defense. And T.O. had that. He had the speed, the size, the hands, the swagger. He was good. You know, whether or not he fit in with the locker room and Romo and Witten and Garrett and that kind of thing, you know, maybe one day we'll have a behind the scenes, you know, biography on that. But, you know, that's what that is. Kyle Orton, quarterback. I think he was very, I think it's an underrated free agent signing. He helped, you know, obviously Romo started having the injury proneness to him, you know, getting hit. You know, you never knew if he was going to get back up. And thankfully we had Kyle Orton, you know, and he performed very well. Cowboys even tried to get him back when he left and they couldn't get him back. But, you know, $10 million, you know, made himself some good money there.
Yeah, he did.
And another one I kind of had is Justin Durant in 2013. He was a good one. Kind of the same thing as Kyle Orton, you know. The same thing with Sean Lee. You know, sometimes you really didn't know if he was going to make it through the season with the hamstrings or whatever injury he would come up with. Durant filled in pretty nicely. All right.
And, I like that.
And lastly, Darren McFadden. Darren McFadden makes my list here. You know, just I liked him. I liked him coming out of Arkansas. I think he had a bad career there with the Raiders, but we kind of rejuvenated him with Cowboys and showed that we could, you know, plug in somebody, you know, after DeMarco left. And he gave us some depth with Ezekiel Elliott and the whole, you know, getting suspended by the NFL and all this other crap. So he was a good little find for us at running back.
Yeah, I like your list. It's more, mine's more like all time. Yours is like more the decade. So I like how our list is the complete opposite, but makes sense, right?
Absolutely.
I like that stuff. Let's get into the three worst, Joe. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Mine, quarterback Ryan Leaf. Kicker Mike Vanderjagt. And number one, Brandon Carr. And I have worst right here is because it never really, as a fan side of it, never really took off. You know, like, you're just waiting for him. And then he had the Odell Beckham catch, which I know we won the game. And it just he was durable, but it just never really worked, if that makes sense.
It almost sounds a lot like somebody who's going to hit free agency this year, if we're being quite frank. I know he didn't have the same shutdown stats, or did he? We need to go back and compare the side to side. But, yeah, the bang for the buck wasn't there for Brandon Carr. I think that's what got a lot of people. Kind of the same conversations we have with Tyron Crawford, you know. They try to get ahead of the market and overpaid. Tyron Crawford, he made some money in Dallas, you know. Whether or not he's a free agency cap casualty or not will be determined, but still, you know, he's in that same round. But, yeah, man, those are good. Those are good. My bottom three, and this is a guy that has always stuck out in my mind for years, and this is 2004, Marcellus Wiley. Bill Parcells tried to jumpstart this defense, signed him to a 4-year deal. It was a very lucrative deal. Mm-hmm. Guy came out, just didn't do crap, got 3 sacks, and Parcells saw enough of that and cut him after that. So it was a big, huge disappointment. Huge disappointment. Marcellus Wiley. 2016, Cedric Thornton, the defensive tackle from the Eagles. You know, he played good with the Eagles. You know, he was pretty disruptive when we played against him. He was disruptive. Bring him here. Mm-hmm. He shut it down. He didn't do crap for us. A big waste there. I think kind of the reason why some of these, the Cowboys get kind of gun shy. You know, they make these free agent moves and then they don't turn into anything, right? Mm-hmm. And then in the following year, again, another former Eagle burns us. Nolan Carroll, cornerback.
Oh.
Another, you know, pretty decent, sizable contract. And didn't do anything. Didn't do anything for the Cowboys. Those are my bottom three.
I like that bottom three. Yeah, that the kicker, Mike Vanderjagt, man, it just never worked out. I mean, he had a bum leg everywhere except on the Cowboys. And we all know the Ryan Leaf situation and how that career turned out. But I like the top five and I like the bottom three, Joe. That was fun stuff right there.
Yeah, Vanderjagt, man. We got him on the back end of his career when he was having the yips. So it was just right out the gate. It was a disaster.
Looking at all those, and just remember him coming in. Yeah, it was never good. But let's talk about Cole Beasley. Cole Beasley left the Dallas Cowboys, and we get rewarded with a 5th-round pick, Joe. Yeah. You know, Cowboys don't have a 6th. Cowboys are now having 7 draft picks this year. It was 6. Now we got awarded with this 5th-round pick. So what does this help at all, or is it too late in the round? Practice squad guy, a camp body. I mean, you know, Dak Prescott was a fourth round pick that we got. Compensatory pick, there we go. And now we got this 5th round. So, you know, Cowboys have hit sometimes on these. Sometimes, you know, it's just camp body stuff. They get cut. What's your reaction?
Well, historically, and this is all out there. Everybody can look this up out there. But if you look at the Cowboys' 5th round selections, they've all been complete busts, you know, or they either make a pick and they miss on the pick, or they'll trade that pick for to move back, or they'll trade it for another team, another player on another team. So keep an eye on those 5th round picks. You know, we've used late round picks to bring players here, like a Tavon Austin. I think that was a 6th rounder, but still, the Cowboys have used a 5th rounder for. I think they made a trade for. Who was that defensive tackle that we got?
Robert Quinn.
I think it was Jihad Ward, maybe. I forget.
No, that was the Ryan Switzer.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I think you're right. That was Ryan Switzer. But, yeah, the 5th round, nothing there. If I were the Cowboys, I would, you know, either, you know, try to package those two and move up in the 5th or move it back into the 4th or move back and get some 6th rounders and, you know, just try to capture somebody, throw a net and try to capture somebody. But historically, 5th round, Cowboys, not much, you know.
No, and I'm with you, Joe. And, you know, it's just a little bit more ammo if you want to make a trade or, you know, just to play with it if you want to keep it and pick. I mean, hopefully they can – Mike McCarthy has a lot more say-so in NFL drafts than he did before. So maybe his year off, maybe he found a formula for fifth-round picks or something.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully the with this new regime and everything, hopefully that his the history can change because, you know, a fifth, that's not too late in the draft. It's right there in the middle, you know, and you can hit on some players. It's just about making the right picks, you know.
Oh, yeah, I think you're dead on with that. And you know, every pick's important, especially the first four rounds. I mean, you gotta hit in there, and then if you hit later in that, it's pure luck. But Joe, are you ready for some mock draft?
Let's do it.
Seven rounds, fan speak, all classic. Let's see. I just hit less drafts, so this is loading here. But let's see here. Where are you at on yours? You got yours up?
Seven rounds, Dallas Cowboys. Pulling it up here, right here, right now. Let's see what we can come up with.
I'm about to be on the clock. The CJ Henderson just went to the Atlanta Falcons in my mock draft, Joe. That one hurts. Wow. But I still got Jeffrey Adoka there from Ohio State. Who do you got on your board right now?
Still loading. Still loading.
You're just still loading. Ooh. Patrick Queen, LSU, is available if I want to go linebacker early. Xavier McKinney's sitting there, and he won't make the second round. So, Joe, I'm going to go ahead and pick Xavier McKinney. And I would have picked CJ Henderson if he was there.
So you went with McKinney.
I did.
Who took Henderson?
The Atlanta Falcons at 16.
And see, they've already been talking about how Atlanta is going to be similar to the year that we got Taco, where Atlanta got what is his name? Tack McKinley. Cowboys, yep. I think they wanted McKinley. We ended up drafting the wrong person.
Yeah. Yeah, it just didn't work out at all. And, you know, if Cowboys do go through a 3-4, you know, maybe we could have held on to him one more year to see what he can do for us in a 3-4. Because, he's not doing bad with Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not doing bad. It's sometimes you need a change of scenery, you know what I mean? And I think that's what Taco needed, you know. It's too much, man. Sometimes it's too big, man. Sometimes the star is too big, you know. And it's like that with other professional sports teams that are really big, you know, whether it's the Yankees or the Lakers. You know, you see Lonzo Ball kind of bomb out with the Lakers, but he looks like he's resurrected his career with the Pelicans. So sometimes, you know, these biggest franchises, these players can't handle it. And I think that's part of this draft process. You know, the player may look good and they may look, you know, all this, but you gotta figure out if they're gonna crumble under the biggest lights. You know, and the Cowboys, they're right there. That's the biggest lights are on you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely see that with even, like, the free agent rookies that come in here. You know, they look good in camp, and they're fast, and they're making moves and catches, and everybody's ooh-la-la. But then when the preseason comes, they can't handle it, man. They disappear.
When the lights come on, they disappear. And I think you're right. And, you know, when I'm drafting here in this mock draft, Joe, I'm keeping my mind open, right? Because Mike McCarthy's a big believer in give me a player, we'll play him to the best of his ability, right? But with Xavier McKinney, you know that's a need. you know, there have been some reports coming out that the Cowboys want to keep Jeff Heath, but it's probably, you know, our special teams coordinator looking at him like, hey, that could be my special teams ace right there. So just because they want to sign Jeff, he doesn't mean he's going to be at that strong safety position as a starter. And with Xavier McKinney and what went off the board here, I can't risk going to the second round because I know that's a puck and play need, and Xavier McKinney can take the top off.
Yeah, man, that's how this is going to happen, man. These are the type of conversations and simulations that the Cowboys are doing. And a lot of teams are doing around the room. So in mine, you know, at 14, C.J. Henderson, you know, so C.J. Henderson has obviously gotten that combine bump.
Yep.
And since a lot of these players are kind of falling where we thought they would in this one, Burrow, Young, Isaiah, Tua, Kinlaw's the interesting one because he didn't participate. We haven't heard any bad news about the knee as far as medicals, so that might keep him out of our range, okay? So
who drafted Kinlaw on your end? I got the Carolina Panthers that drafted Kinlaw.
Yeah, same here. He went number 7 to the Panthers, which, you know, I could see that happening. Tristan Wirfs went 15, and Yader Grosmatos went 16. So this is where I kind of don't – this is where I feel like fan speak has kind of fallen off, because I have Jeff Okuda here available. Byron Jones is gone. I'm taking him. So, you know, Jeff Okuda is the pick, number 17. A miracle of miracles has happened here.
Gee, and right here on my side, Jeff Okuda went to the Miami Dolphins right after I picked Xavier McKinney.
Which is crazy. Like, I just don't see that happening. I don't know, man. Unless he didn't do good in interviews, but you know, a lot of these simulators are kind of, they can get kind of wonky, you know.
yeah. No, I don't blame you. So I'm going to the next round, Joe. Round 2.
Okay, here we go.
Let's see what this spits out for me. Hopefully, I got some Clemson product or some Missouri lineman ready to go for me. Let's see. Jordan Elliott, just real quick, because that's been my pet cat. Did he participate in the combine, Joe?
Yeah, Jordan Elliott, he was at the combine.
How did he do?
I would say for me, he didn't do as good as I thought he would on the bend. When you do the figure eight drill, he looked a little stiffer than I thought. And I want to say his. Shuttle wasn't that good. I need to go back and look at that, but we'll see. All right. Are you on the clock yet?
I'm not on the clock yet. Matter of fact, my whole thing just started over, so bear with me here. I'm going to have to redo my first round again. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, so I'm here on the second round. A couple players that have gone already. Jalen Reagor. That went early. Curtis Weaver, defensive end. He's gone. Trayvon Diggs is gone, but I already got Okuda, shut down corner. Let me see. Let's look at defensive line here. Second round. Let's see what we got on receivers. Tempting. We got it tied in. Bryson Hopkins is available. Do we go for tackle? Trey Adams is available. That's kind of intriguing there, possibly. Edge rusher. Okay. Second round. I'm going Jonathan Greenard out of Florida. Defensive end.
Oh, I like that. I do like that. Mine, Joe, my second round pick, I am going with, let me look at my options here. Bear with me here. Let's see. I got options, Joe. Daryl Taylor, edge rusher. I got him up there. Chase Claypool, if I want to go wide receiver. Man, this one's tough. I'm going to go ahead, Joe. I got Xavier McKinney, right? So I'm going to go ahead and fill that need. Taking a risk, the Dallas Cowboys didn't re-sign Randall Cobb. Claypool is my pick.
Nice. Big body, red zone threat, excellent run blocker.
Yep.
Tested well. Tested off the charts. That's a good pick, man. I think, he's going to – somebody's going to take him early. You know, I've seen him go anywhere from the second to the fourth, but you can't deny that playmaking ability.
Can't deny it. Can't deny it. Round three, Joe.
All right, round three. Here we go. Round three is where I think I'm going to pick up my wide receiver. And let me see. Hold on, let me see what we got here. Maybe let me take a look at linebackers. We're in the third round. I got my corner. I got my edge rusher. Wide receiver still going kind of deep here. Let's look at safety. Oh, God. Everybody always wants that safety. But there are some here that I like here a little bit later throwing into the mix. I'm going to go linebacker because I'm still not comfortable where we're at as far as depth, who we have, who we're bringing back. I'm going to go ahead and take this kid. The Cowboys worked out today. Logan Wilson, linebacker, Wyoming, third round.
Linebacker, Joe. But Joe, we got Jalen Smith and Leighton Vander Esch. They could re-sign Sean Lee, Joe. Why would you pick – why the linebacker, Joe?
These are the questions that will be coming up as far as where is Leighton with the recovery? I just feel that you got to protect yourself. You know, you got to protect yourself. And if you don't have somebody behind Leighton, you know, who are you going to go with? Is it Joe Thomas? Exactly. Do they bring him back? How do you feel about the other one that kind of stood out? But it looks like he's injury prone right out the gate, too. What was his name? What was that linebacker that really shined? That
Gifford. Gifford.
Yeah, Gifford, man. Injured, came back, injured immediately. I was like, oh, man, is this another bubble wrap guy?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. With going linebacker early, Joe. I mean, our third round, right? So I think he can – plug and play, get you some depth there. I mean, Cowboys are very thin. When the question marks are still up there with Leighton Vander Esch, Jalen Smith. So, you know, I it's a no-brainer for me. My third-round pick, Joe? Let's see here. Let's look at my options. I got Xavier McKinney. I got Claypool. My third round draft pick, Joe, I'm going to go with Bryce Hall's there. I can fill my cornerback need here. Let's see. I already got my wide receiver. Wide receiver is still tempting. Man, that's how deep this draft class is at wide receiver here. Khalid Kareem, edge rusher. That's who I'm going with, Joe. Khalid Kareem, edge rusher, third round.
Tell me the university he's from.
I want to say he is from Where is he from? Hold on. Kareem. Why are you doing this to me? Let me see. Where is he from? Do you know where he's from?
You gotta tell me.
I'll tell you. He's from the Fighting Irish, Joe.
There you go.
I had to get the cobwebs out of my head with that one.
You knew I knew that. he's good, man. He's good. I think in that round, you got something you can work with, man. You definitely got something you can work with there.
On the edge?
Yeah.
Nice.
Give you some depth. Rotational guy.
Notre Dame product right there. Fighting Irish. Jalen Smith might know. Kept him out.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. The fourth round.
Fourth round, Joe. I'm ready.
Let me take a look and see who we got here. Fourth round.
Oh, I might be double dipping them there in my edge rushers, though.
Let's see what we got here. Tackles, receivers. Let's see. Is there a quarterback we want to mold into something? Let me take a look here. Fourth round. Okay, I think I can get this guy a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look at defensive line. Fourth round. Tight ends, here we go. I'm going tight end. Colby Parkinson, oh. Stanford.
Nice.
Cowboys met with this guy. They have, they're very close with the Stanford program. He did really good in this combine. You know, he can block, he can catch. I think he's a better version of a Dalton Schultz, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody that can compete with Jarwin, you know, and obviously you're getting Jarwin on the 1 year, you know, on the 1 year with tender. So we'll see what they do there. But I like adding Parkinson into this mix here.
Joe, I'm double dipping, all right? I got the Fighting Irish. I don't know what it is with me. And defensive lineman, but Nick Cole.
Okay.
Auburn. That's where I'm going. 6'5", 291, Joe. Nice first step. I honestly think it's a steal in the fourth round.
Yeah, that Auburn defense was pretty solid, man. Pretty solid.
Can't argue with it.
Here we come up on the fifth round here. Got my tight end. See if we got anybody left here. Wide receiver. I want to take a fifth round flyer on. Let me see. Who do we have available here? Yeah, fifth round. Fifth round might be where you kind of run out of these receivers. Mm-hmm. We know it's deep, but I'm looking at what's left here in the fifth round, and nothing is really popping off the screen here for me. So might use these for later picks.
Mm-hmm.
Fullbacks, they don't even have anything listed here, and that's a shame because there are some fullbacks that are. But then again, is that a position you would draft for? It's rare that you see that nowadays, but it's possible. The right guy is there.
It has to be the right guy. Fifth round, we just talked about it. Cowboys don't do good with fifth round picks, Joe, so we got to pick wisely here.
I got my guy.
You got your guy?
Yeah, I got my guy.
Who you got?
I'm taking Cameron Clark, Charlotte.
Oh.
Cowboys met with this guy. And he's raw, but getting him this late, I think somebody you can work with and give you some depth there. You know, they're probably gonna pick up Cameron Fleming's club option, but I think you still want to bring in some more bodies. You know, somebody in here that can give you some versatility. Cameron Clark, left tackle, Charlotte, has size to play guard as well, but. If you go back and look at that Clemson game where they played, he shut down that Clemson defense and mauled some people. So I keep going back to that game because that's the one that I saw, and he really stood out against high-end talent. And he looked good in the Shrine game. You know, he looked good with a lot of these other upper echelon type of players.
Nice. Nice. See, I was going to go O-line here, but, you know, we have some investments there already. And, you know, Connor, who we just drafted, Connor Williams, then we got McGovern, right? So, you know, there are some pieces there. Now, you know, you can go O-line this late maybe, but where's Sean Lee from, Joe?
Penn State.
Penn State. I got a linebacker sitting right here from Penn State, and his name is Cam Brown. And Cam Brown, the guy is 6'5", 233. Is that not a good linebacker size or what?
6'3" or 6'5"?
6'5", 233, Cam Brown, Penn State linebacker.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. No, that is a good size. That is a good size.
And, you know, I think a good rotational piece there. You know, we still got Covington there at the linebacker position too. But, you know, I would like to see Covington and Brown, you know, face off. And right now I just love that size there. I'm from that Penn State linebacker. What you got?
My second pick in the fifth round is going to be cornerback LaVert Hill out of Michigan.
Oh. See, mine did an update to 5 to 2 fifth round picks. I don't know why. Did you just make that one up?
No, it came in.
Oh, really? Mine did not come in. That is so weird. So I can't do a second round. Or a second fifth round pick, and we don't have a sixth, so I got to go all the way to the seventh, Joe.
Yeah, and see, and I already right off the bat, I already forgot about we didn't have a sixth, so my sleeper quarterback might be gone by then.
Uh-oh. Or who was it?
I want
to. Are you want to wait to see if he's there?
Yeah, let's see if he's still there. And I don't know that he's gonna last the seventh round, but. He's got some momentum. He has a little bit of that it factor from what I've been hearing in some of these interviews. So, we'll see if we can get him late here.
So, my seventh round is going. I'm about to be on the clock. So far, I draft heavy defense, didn't I? Double dipped an edge rusher. Got me a linebacker. Got my safety. I did go wide receiver, though. So I might just mess around and just throw a tight end in there. Steven Sullivan.
LSU. I like him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my last pick of the day, Joe. Steven Sullivan.
All right. Let me see what we got here. My last pick of the draft is I'm going to take this James Morgan kid out of
Who'd you get?
I'm taking that quarterback, James Morgan, out of FIU. Seventh round pick.
Ooh, nice. What do you know about
him? Bring him in here. He's got a good arm. Plays with a lot of swagger. Looked good in these games he's played. And But, you know, he could do better. You know, he can still do better. But they're saying there's some comparisons to him and Garner Minshew. So if you're looking for that next Garner Minshew in a late round pick, James Morgan, that's the guy right there. And like I said, I don't know if he'll last to the seventh round, but he did it in this mock draft. So I went with him with my last pick.
Yeah, so how do you feel about your mock draft, Joe?
The first pick doesn't feel realistic to me at all. And that's the thing about these mock drafts, everybody, you know, because I know I get tagged on a lot of these too, and some of them are just like not realistic at all. So maybe for the next time, I'll just ignore that this guy is even available. But Jeff Okuda at 17, I don't know how people passed on this in the simulator, but being that he was there, that's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. This is an instant upgrade, shutdown, size, speed, fluid hips, everything you want. Everything you want in a top-flight cornerback, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a solid draft pick. You put me on the spot about your Fighting Irish. I should have known better when you told me who it was. I should have known better.
Yeah, I was trying to give you a clue there.
Yeah.
But my second round pick, Jonathan Greenard, I like Jonathan Greenard and Zuniga, the Florida edge guys. I think they're both have good qualities that can translate to the next level. But I like Greenard just a little bit more than Zuniga, but Zuniga's right there with him. And the third round linebacker, Logan Wilson. I like the way he plays. He's a physical player, sideline to sideline. You know, do we need a linebacker? If we needed to play a game today, Colby Parkinson, another tight end that I like, and put him in the mix. Cameron Clark, you know, give you some competition there at the offensive line. Levert Hill, you can, you know, see where you can plug him into. He can return for you. And then James Morgan, you know, my little sleeper quarterback.
I know. I like that, dude. I thought that was good. You know, with me, I just can't let Xavier McKinney go. I'm not a big fan of Delpit. I'm sorry, guys. Don't shoot me. But, and then, you know, Claypool was there. Like you said, sometimes it's just, you know, he can be there. But like you said, the big body, stuff like that. I love the Claypool pick. And just double dipping in edge rushers. You can never, the trenches is where it's at. And, you know, those two guys, Auburn and that Fighting Irish, that's just great talent right there. And, you know, the tight end in the seventh round, Stephen Sullivan, I like him too. So I was happy with my mock draft. Like you said, maybe next time go more realistic on it. But yeah, Joe, do you got anything else for the show?
No, I think it was a good little, you know, pre-free agency frenzy, you know, mock draft. You know, and obviously some names are coming out to who the Cowboys are visiting. That's why I did a little bit of more homework here on Logan Wilson. I remember he did have a good combine as well. He stood out. And that's what I like about the mock drafts that are starting to come out now. And I'll have my official one after free agency. That's when I'll go, you know, full blast on the channel, you know, with my in-depth mock drafts and that kind of thing. But this is a lot of fun, man.
You know, yeah, just, it always is.
Just getting familiar with the names. And it's all about, you know, getting names out there to you guys. You know, a lot of the ones that I kind of picked are kind of players that the Cowboys, you know, met with in some form or fashion, mixed with some players that I personally like, you know, like Morgan, Okuda, and Greenard. So, you know, that's just the way these mock drafts are usually.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm always following Joe's lead. Have you noticed? He always keeps me on my toes. Got to get cobwebs out, got to do more studying. But at the end of the day, we all love the Dallas Cowboys. Make sure you follow us at the Frisco Report on Twitter, guys. Joe, where can they find you?
Yeah, guys, you can follow me on YouTube as well, and then just do a search for Cowboys Blog, and you'll see me. It's Cap Mo time 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Dallas Cowboy Football News on YouTube and on Facebook. DCF News 1 on Twitter, guys. I've been getting a lot of follows from right here from the Frisco Report, guys. As y'all know, I follow back, so give me a follow, give me a mention, shoot me a DM. That's where the conversation starts. Until next time, guys, Google Play, Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, right here, the Frisco Report, guys. Peace.
Peace.